Well, howdy people, Solo Man here. Now I'm just gonna talk on the wing, on the fly, so to speak. And as you know, I live in the UK on the south coast. And there's one thing I really do miss, and that is solitude. Now most real men like solitude. And what I mean by solitude is you get out into the forest and there isn't anybody or any civilization for at least 20-30 miles at least. Then there's nobody else trudging through the forest either, just you. In other words, you're alone. And all through my life I've never found a femon to ever like that solitude word at all. Most of them probably don't even know what the word means, what the real meaning is anyway. They like noise and drama and attention, you know that. But I also think that the UK men, at least in the South Coast, don't really know what solitude is either. Because there's so many people here that wherever you go, there's going to be somebody there. Go for a walk along the beach. Loads of people everywhere. Go for a walk on the downs. Loads of people everywhere. No, I can't think of anywhere around here at all that you could get solitude. Maybe up in Scotland and Wales, maybe. But that's a pretty long drive for me. I think solitude for a man is so he can actually switch off. He can recharge his batteries. When I lived in Canada, I used to go for the weekend in the forest. Never see anybody. And I used to like people. I was a people person. But the people of nowadays are not quite the same. They're not very deep. They seem very greedy. And the only thing that's important to them seems to be money or materialistic things. Money and materialistic things can sometimes make life easier, but can never give you happiness. But it's all a consumer world nowadays, isn't it? The iPhone 13's coming out and it's going to be more expensive than any of them before. Well, that's a surprise. And they've tweaked the camera and it's slightly better battery life. Then thousands and thousands upon people will be queuing up to get it. Because they can't go out and meet their friends if they haven't got one. And if they got one, they're special, you know. Then they don't seem to realize they're buying the same phone over and over again. And making the company billions and billions of dollars. God damn it, I must be getting old. Well, anyway, let's have one quick, silly news item, shall we? The clickbait news item, the news item, reads, young woman had sex with dolphin who killed himself when they were torn apart. Yeah, right. But if you read the article, it's nothing like that at all. She was a young woman way back then and they were doing experiments with dolphins. And he was a young dolphin and got sexually aroused quite a lot. So she just relieved him. But she did say she was sensual about it. Oh yeah. Anyway, this went on for quite some time and until somebody found out about it and they stopped the experiment with her. Not surprising. And then later on, the dolphin was apparently drowned in a supposed suicide. How did they know it's suicide? He just died. But they have to make it as if he was pining for the fiance, you know, because femons are so, you know, without one, what can you do? I'll just die. The other thing I've noticed is that the MGTOW sites have kind of lost their way a bit, I think. Or maybe I'm just getting too old for them, maybe. But remember, men, femons are all about sex. That's the only thing they're selling. So if you see a femon in that, take away the sex thing and just think, is there anything left that I would be interested in with that femon? And if not, then walk away. Or swim away, depending upon what type of female it is. Take it easy, gentlemen.